Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SFSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom Microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom Chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom Chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom Chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom Chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Warning. recording.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. Thank you for joining us. I will let you know ahead of time that just like yesterday, there's a lot of times where I don't have the voice to talk for 3 straight hours. So I am in the market for at least one new co-host. I am hopeful that I can fill that position. If I'm here by myself, I'll talk when I can. And we will be very clip heavy. And when I had enough, I had enough. So I hate that it's like that, but I got to get that co-host spot filled. Because I'm no longer, after many years of being on air, sometimes towards the end of the night, my voice just hurts. So I'm just going to take it slow. I'll do what I can. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So first thing I just want to go over briefly here is that Elon Musk has again reissued his bid to purchase Twitter. I don't know what made that happen. I know that he was still fighting the bots, but he offered the original price. It's like they didn't want him to buy it. Then when he offered, the employees felt like they should fight him over it. Then he backed out. And when he backed out, the Twitter price fell to the floor. And then when he said he wasn't purchasing it, then you have all these people begging him to purchase it again. So he's put in another request. I don't see it coming back this time. We'll see. He's offering it at the original price. Then you have YouTube that is messing with Russell Brand right now, who has about 6 million followers on YouTube. But the fact that he talks politics and he's not a bleeding heart liberal. So they plan on going after him. And I want to show the Dan Bongino version here. It's just 3 minutes.
Well, it was interesting because Russell Brand is a comedian, but it's become kind of a political commentator. You may have heard of him. Russell Brand is about to start a live show on Rumble. I'm an investor in Rumble, you know that. He's about to start a live exclusive show on Rumble, but he still has an account on YouTube, Russell Brand. So Russell Brand has been obsessed with a lot of the scientific censorship as well. So it's weird, Joe, right before Russell Brand was about to go live and exclusive on his stream on Rumble, YouTube decided to strike his account. So Russell Brand spoke out yesterday, which led to a series of very interesting events involving me, the CEO of Rumble, Elon Musk, and others. First, listen to Russell Brand saying, hey, listen, this is basically garbage. I'm going over to Rumble because of the censorship. Check this out.
We have been officially censored by YouTube. They took down one of our videos for misinformation. But why are big media organizations not censored for misinformation in the same way? Is it because YouTube are part of the mainstream media now? Earlier this month, we did a video about the changing narratives around COVID, the pandemic, and COVID treatments, in which we cited information on official government websites which we misinterpreted. I'll have to be careful talking about it now, so I don't want to make the same mistake that's had one of our videos pulled down and an official warning issued. The good news is we're moving to Rumble. All of our content is up on Rumble first, and we'll be streaming on Rumble every day.
So Russell Brand, he's at Rusty Rockets on Twitter, posted that to Twitter, that video. As you can see, if you're watching me on Rumble right now, to which Elon Musk responded, good point, to Rusty Rockets. To which I responded to Elon, Elon, it would be really incredible if you and Rumble got together, a force multiplier like no other. To my surprise, Elon responded back. Got about 1,000 texts. Dan, is that Elon Musk responding to you? I said, it looks like it is. He said, I'm a little preoccupied right now, I guess, with the Twitter thing, which I found kind of funny. I liked, as you can see. So after that, another interesting exchange happened with Elon. Chris Pavlovsky, the visionary CEO and one of my best friends in this business, and just a good and decent human being, who is the CEO of Rumble, then responded back to Elon, saying, Elon, I founded Rumble and wanted to work with you. Below is 2010 when I visited SpaceX. I was ready 12 years ago. I'm ready 12 years from now, whenever you're ready. In the meantime, let's peer our data centers with Starlink to secure free speech. Elon Musk responded to Chris. Maybe worth talking at some point. Folks, I wasn't kidding when I said it. That would be a force multiplier on Diana Ball. Would change everything. Maybe it is worth talking at some point. Those are conversations we would certainly welcome. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
All right, so let me go ahead and play the Russell Brand, the most recent.
Hillary Clinton has called Trump supporters Nazis, but has declared that she admires that new Italian leader who the left say is a fascist. And also, though, aren't there Nazis fighting for the Ukraine? So we ask, what is a fascist? And is it okay to like some fascists? Or is fascist just a convenient term to bring down people you don't agree with? Hello there, you 5.9 million awakening wonders. Thank you for joining me on this voyage towards truth and freedom, embracing the complexity that we find along the way that we may be united in this new truth. If you don't subscribe yet, subscribe right now. Turn on that notification bell because you know the algorithm's against us. You know they're banning us on this platform. And you know that if you want us unexpurgated, uncensored, unedited, join us every day on Rumble at these times. We're there every day now. You'll get these videos first, you'll get the stream, and the streams are crazy, funny, silly. We have fantastic guests. It's a brilliant show. You'll love it. See you there. But for now, let's get into this story.
Yeah, fascists.
So, Hillary Clinton has compared Trump supporters to Nazis because of the finger bob salute. But you know there are Nazis, don't you, fighting out of the Ukraine. And also, she has praised new female Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, which sounds like a child's made-up name for an Italian person. Hey, Giorgia Meloni, President of Italia. Praised her for being a woman, for being a fascist. So what is it then? The left says she's a fascist. I'm not saying she's a fascist. I don't know. And in fact, we're not going to cover that in this video. What we're covering in this video is who gets called a fascist, why, and when. Because it's complicated, isn't it? Trump supporters are fascists. They're right in your country. Ukrainian soldiers that literally say, I'm a Nazi, on tattoos on their body. You can go Disney World and get, like, awards off Jon Stewart. And also, Meloni, she's praised for being a woman, even though she's also a fascist. So what is the problem with fascism? Fascism is a serious thing. I'm anti-fascist. The fact is that the political ideology we need to be concerned about is neoliberalism, which I would define loosely as the pose of social liberalism. Hey, you can be free, be who you want to be, do what you want, the individual is important. Meanwhile, allowing economic power to carry on unchecked. allowing it to cross borders, evade taxation, and organizing the state to facilitate the interests of corporations, all the while going, oh, we care about this vulnerable person, we care about that vulnerable person. That's what I think neoliberalism is. We live in a neoliberalist world, and I'm a neoliberalist girl. Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has slammed the hand gestures made by supporters of Donald Trump at his Ohio rally, comparing them to Nazis. Now look, Nazis are definitely bad, but don't you think that what they're probably doing is going, ah, see, that's the sort of thing a Nazi would do, and therefore we can disparage them, rather than having a genuine concern. Oh no, they're Nazis, they're actual Nazis. There are families where there are Trump supporters and Democrats, the same family, we've all got, like, what, once you say someone's a Nazi, do you know what you're saying? We don't have to deal with you, we don't have to talk to you, you're out of the conversation. Simon says, Nazi, you're out, you don't have to talk to you no more. But if Trump supporters are so bad, why, as we've told you before on this channel, why are the Democrats funding MAGA candidates in primaries in order that, you know, the reason is, oh, if we fund this sort of MAGA candidate, then our Democrat candidate will eventually face a lame duck candidate and more Democrats will win. But if you truly believe these are Nazis, you wouldn't take the risk, would you? Particularly as Hillary initially supported measures that would highlight Trump's campaign because they thought that, oh, this guy, he's never going to win anything. What I'm saying is if you're serious about fascism and you're serious about Nazis, don't spend penny one on supporting their campaigns. That's a pretty serious allegation. Millions of people died is a really heavy thing to call someone. Don't just say it because they've done something funny with their finger. Don't say if you've got boobies, it's okay to be a Nazi. If you're a Nazi, that is not good. And we are dealing with complexity because obviously we're pro-Ukraine in their fight against Russia, and that fight includes, like it or lump it, Nazis. Mrs. Clinton, who was speaking at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, said her reaction to the index finger salute seen at the rally was similar to how she used to feel about Nazis. Abby, what's going on? I used to feel that about Nazis. I used to see that and I think, oh, I don't like that. And then I see that, oh, been here before. I mean, yeah, they've got rid of these three, but it's still not good, is it? Also, problem with Nazis, that wasn't the problem with the Nazis, was it? If anything, that was a side effect, or just like that was a badge of honour for the Nazis. If they'd just done that and none of the other stuff, the murders, the expansionism, the homicides and the genocide, I wouldn't have minded that. I mean, that's not bad, I don't think. Other than that, even less bad. But don't muddle it all up. Nazism is, in my opinion, it's creating a group of others and then enacting a genocide against that other group in order to facilitate the advancement of a whole set of other goals. The bit about doing that, yeah, take it or leave it. But let's see, because, right, I'm going to warn you now, we're going to watch this, but watch out, because it could make you go a bit nuts. Look, I'm feeling a bit Nazier, even, oh, but yeah, that's better.
Hillary Clinton once again taking aim at former President Trump and his supporters, this time comparing his Ohio rally to a Nazi rally.
I bet what it was, he says, like, okay, everyone hold a finger in the air and just think of one person you love. It'd be something like that, wouldn't it? It'd be just some sort of rhetorical device. It wouldn't have been,
let's be a bit nasty, but only one-fifth as nasty as we could be.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler.
Here's a comparison you might want to make about Nazi Germany, that those figures rose out of socio-economic crises induced by a globalist agenda. That's what brought that about. Hyperinflation, anybody? Wars in Europe? Neoliberalism is a political and economic agenda that advantages elite, centralizes financial and indeed political power, and leads to the rise of far right, far left, because Stalin was no great shakes, nor was Mao, bigger also. So if you want to prevent extremism, what you have is a functional democracy, not a democracy where you highlight Trump in order to ensure that your own party, in this case the Democrat Party, can neglect ordinary blue-collar Americans of all hues, colors, and persuasions. In fact, when a figure like Bernie Sanders, who I know some of you don't like and some of you do, rises up crushing that dude because he was saying things like control the banks, have a proper representative democracy, whether you like Bernie Sanders or not, that's what he was saying. He was a leftist populist figure who I'm sure isn't perfect because he's operating within that system, but what I will tell you is that Hillary Clinton and her acolytes and her hegemonist Democrat pals crushed that dude, highlighted Trump because she wanted to be the president.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour.
More than an hour? During the rally? It's a free country. Oh, God. 45 minutes is enough for a rally. I'd be fainting and passing out after about half hour. Yeah, that's part of the problem, mate.
And you have these rows of young men.
Poo. Poo. Young men. Sweaty pits. Dingle, dangle, ding, dong. Stinky arms up in the air. That's all it takes.
I really enjoy this guy's videos. He's brilliant, isn't he? But wouldn't you like even more of him? As you know, we are streaming every day on Rumble at these times. Now, if you are a fan of our podcast, Under the Skin, you've got to become a member of Stay Free AF. That is our community where you get even more fantastic content as a member. We're creating more free content than ever and better paid for content than you could ever imagine. We've already done interviews with Vandana Shiva, Wim Hof, Gabor Mate, Noam Chomsky. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Donald, Bernie, Elon. I'll give you the surnames once we confirm the interviews. All of these interviews will be available on Stay Free AF, as well as my stand-up special that's going to drop in December, our community film, and opportunities to join me for live events regularly throughout the year. Stay free. Stay free as fuck. There's a link below to join. I think using the specter of 20th century fascism in order to avoid confronting the inefficiency of contemporary neoliberalism is the real crime here. If you want people not to be drawn to what you regard as extremism, then present alternatives and options instead of increasing the social tension, exacerbating existing cultural conflicts, pretending that Trump is worse than he is. Anybody that knows anybody knows there's people that like Donald Trump that are all right. Not the same as saying, I think that you should execute people on the basis of their religion or a pre-existing template of what a human being should be. Not the same thing. Whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, comparing him to a Nazi is illegitimate, it's wrong, and it's a way of avoiding your own political shortcomings, and that's the real problem.
Young men with their arms raised.
The finger salute at the rally made by dozens of Mr. Trump supporters made headlines inviting comparisons to gestures seen at an evangelical conference to the so-called QAnon salute, and even with the Nazi C. Kyle. Some, however, argued it was simply a reference to Mr. Trump's America First slogan. So there's various things it could have been, and if you go with the worst possible interpretation, it's difficult not to imagine that that is somehow for political gain, particularly if you're willing to praise Giorgia Meloni, who some say, particularly on the left, is a far-right politician. Certainly she's praised Mussolini. And if you're willing to support Ukrainian troops that are literal, explicitly Nazi, it shows that there's a degree of complexity and certainly invites the question, do you just call people fascists and Nazis so that you can malign, marginalise them and disengage from conversation, which is the one thing you actually need to do, engage in conversation. Has fascism simply become a kind of bullet to end conversation, to end debate? And if that is the case, and I suspect it is, then that's the last thing America and the world need right now. What they need are open arms, open discourse. A lot of people are frustrated, a lot of people are angry. Because of the failings of neoliberalism, people are willing to look at ethno-nationalist, populist ideas. They're attracted by brilliant public orators like Donald Trump, and that's our fault. We should do better. Meanwhile, Clinton has claimed that Giorgia Meloni becoming Italy's first woman prime minister will open doors for women. Yeah, fascist women. What do you want? Hitler with tits? Hitler, interviewed for the country's leading daily, Il Corriere della Sera, she spoke of the very powerful forces who threaten democracy, from Russian cyber attacks to Donald Trump-style demagoguery. But commenting on Meloni, who's been labelled fascist, Clinton said, every time a woman is elected to head of state or government, a fairy gets its wings. So that's a step forward. She continues, I never agreed with Margaret Thatcher, but I admired her determination, she added, referring to the British Prime Minister who played an instrumental role in advancing the neoliberal counter-revolution in the United Kingdom. To pretend that there is no direct link between the policies of Margaret Thatcher and the policies of the Clintons is ridiculous. Margaret Thatcher, when asked what was her greatest achievement, answered Tony Blair, meaning that from that point on you couldn't have an old school left wing politician. You couldn't have that anymore. Tony Blair was conservatism or republicanism light. That's what she regarded as a great achievement. And when you look at that more broadly, what it suggests is that beyond apparent bipartisan politics, there is an ideology, it's called neoliberalism, which encompasses both of those apparently separate parties in a way that makes them kind of redundant. Their differences are not that important. That's why they want you to argue about things like gender identity, racial identity, cultural values, tradition versus progressivism, because while you're doing that, very powerful financial interests and state interests are getting on with business as usual. You don't need me to tell you that, but I am telling you that because it's my job. Thanks in no small part to Clinton and her husband, former US President Bill Clinton, Thatcher's free market ideology and upwardly redistributive policies such as privatization, pro-corporate trade deals and deregulation of the financial industry also took hold in the United States, worsening inequality and aiding the ascent of reactionaries like Trump. So there you go. Is the real problem fascism or is the real problem neoliberalism that means apparent partisan distinctions are redundant and irrelevant and ordinary people have got nowhere to go and blindly grope for some sort of solution and apparently gifted orators offering populist solutions will be more attractive? Isn't that what should be addressed rather than going around saying someone's fascist because of the way their fingers move about? I would say it bloody well is. But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments. If you enjoyed this video, have a look at either of these. Sign up to our mailing list now. Remember, we stream every single day on Rumble at 5. Bigger, better show. In this video, for example, we'll go into the things that the Democrat Party have done in depth. We'll be talking, getting expert opinions from people around the world that know the score on this stuff. Stay free with Russell Brand every day at 5 on Rumble. Stay free.
So, Laura, Hillary tweeted out in October of 2016 about this Alpha Bank hoax that's now been fully discredited and debunked. Doesn't she owe America an apology for occupying our time for the last 4 years with this hoax?
You know who I think owes your viewers an apology is everyone who was pumping this up to be a deep state parade. It was supposed to be a prosecution that brought out, you know, FBI agents and Justice Department lawyers doing a frog walk. And instead, we got one skinny indictment on a lawyer that doesn't even work for the government. If I was one of your viewers and I was promised Obama, Biden, federal agents, and Justice Department lawyers, I'd ask for my money back. So that's how I see it. And frankly, I don't even know that these charges are going to hold up in court. The evidence is very thin, according to a lot of legal experts. And it looks like this being the only thing after an unlimited budget, after millions of taxpayer dollars were spent, I think there's a better thing we could do with our money.
You know, it's interesting. Do you think investigating Trump associates for free parking is worth the time, while a Clinton-connected lawyer who lied to the FBI and another federal agency, according to these allegations, you think that's not serious, that started a major international global conspiracy? That's no big deal, but free parking for the Trump campaign is? If you could explain that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but what I am familiar with is that this incident that the indictment was issued on took place in September of 2016. The Russia investigation began, as we all know, with George Papadopoulos swimming in Russian contacts, which he admitted under oath, with offers. And so, of course, when Russian agents contact someone affiliated with a national political campaign, the FBI has to investigate. That was the start of the Russia investigation, and it proceeded from there. So to hang your hat on this red herring, I think, is pretty thin, and I would ask for some more evidence. And I also would say this. I'd love to come back when and if these charges conclude, because I don't think they're going to hold up, and a lot of lawyers are with me.
Well, let's just rebut that one by one. The George Papadopoulos-Mueller investigation was Mueller himself said, and let me quote, they did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. So if Laura has evidence Bob Mueller didn't, you'd like to present on the show here. I'd love to hear it. Wait, I'm not done. Hold on, I'm not done here.
Right.
And then also, it's interesting you bring up red herrings, because Hillary Clinton knew, and I quote, that the secret communication channel she pumped out in October 31st, 2016 in a tweet was in fact a red herring. Those were her own investigators and her own lawyer. So I'd just like you to comment on that the Hillary's team knew this was totally fake, this Alpha Bank channel and the collusion thing. Why hasn't Hillary apologized?
Well, I'm just wondering why we're talking about Hillary Clinton, who has been off the political stage for quite a few years now. So I think ultimately what is being sold to conservatives across America is that this investigation is a hoax, is that there are these deep state actors that are perpetrating some kind of federal fraud against Donald Trump. And I would say it's time to just stop playing the victim there. Because George Papadopoulos, as I said, was swimming in Russian agents. Russians, it was established, interfered in the election.
I'm going to ask you again, because you keep smearing George
Papadopoulos.
Laura, phenomenal.
It's
you're on TV smearing
them.
This guy when I just literally read to you the Mueller report and they found no evidence. I will quote again that members of the Trump campaign conspired.
Did it say that about the
obstruction?
Obstruction?
Laura, has anyone been charged with obstruction? Again, are you breaking news
on
my show?
What did the Mueller report say about obstruction?
What the weather's going to be tomorrow. What kind of answer is that? It's an open question. You just smeared a guy
on TV.
What kind
of answer? Why are we talking about this in the middle of a pandemic?
Because Hillary started the biggest conspiracy theory nonsense in American history. And she still hasn't apologized. And the lawyer she was working with got indicted 2 weeks ago. And you guys just won't take
the
L.
Well, you always
really
want
ridiculous.
The gals to apologize. You know,
you always want the gals to apologize.
They're very
it's
sorry.
It's interesting, in the beginning of the show, I said how liberal narratives always involve identity politics, and you just tied my show together perfectly. So thanks for joining
us.
Well,
I mean,
really
you seem to have a real,
well.
You have a real something for Hillary Clinton, and it's just, I wonder why.
Yeah, no,
only
I just have something.
Stage.
No, I really just have something for liars who start conspiracy theories and people who back it up. But again, thanks.
Remember when they leaked that Trump stole nuclear secrets and are hiding them at Mar-a-Lago, and I told you, I guarantee you there were no nuclear secrets there? Guaranteed. I know Trump. I know what went on. I keep regular contact with a lot of people who are very, very knowledgeable about these type of intelligence operations. There was no way Trump had sensitive nuclear secrets like you were, like nuclear codes and locations at Mar-a-Lago. There was no way. I said, I guarantee you it's the letter between him and Kim Jong-un, being that it was over larger nuclear issues. Guarantee. Sure enough, here's our good friends at CNN. And I use that term friends loosely. National Archives alerted lawyers for Trump about missing letters with North Korean leader in May of 2021. Record show. I told you. They knew it was the letter the entire time. Folks, the letter with Kim Jong-un did not contain nuclear secrets in the way the media wanted you to think about it. I told you it was the letter with Kim Jong-un. It was so obvious to anyone who studies these people. Now, what cued me off to this? Because I want you to be able to do this same thing. It's not some proprietary secret I have. When you listen to the words of media people, you have to understand media hacks and goons are deep state mouthpieces. All of them have different roles. Maggie Haberman's a mouthpiece for the deep state, but for the Democrat Party. Natasha Bertrand is a mouthpiece for the intelligence community, and so is Ken Delanian at NBC. Whatever the deep state tells them to say, no matter how much of a lie it is, Trump stole nuclear secrets, they'll repeat it. I want you to watch this from one of my prior shows. This is a clip of Ken Delanian. Watch this guy and understand. Just quote his words, and you can attribute them to intelligence officials in the deep state who are lying in order to frame Donald Trump and make him look bad. When you get that, you know the lie. So the minute Ken Delanian said this about sensitive secrets like nuclear stuff and spy satellites at Mar-a-Lago, I knew the story was totally made up, and he was just doing what he does, repeating the deep state talking points. Here, watch this.
Ken, what do we know about the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago?
Good morning, Andrew. Well, the warrant tells us the FBI seized five sets of documents marked top secret, and that means information that, if disclosed, would pose exceptionally grave danger to U.S. national security. But among that was one set marked top secret sensitive compartmented information. And as you know, Andrea, from covering the intelligence community for a long time, that means information that's so secret only a small group of people inside the U.S. government can see it, those who have a need to know. We're talking about things like CIA, names of CIA sources in Moscow, or images from the most advanced spy satellites. This information was so sensitive that the FBI agents who took it out of Mar-a-Lago would have had to take it to a special facility. We're talking about the most protected secrets in the U.S. government.
Notice what Ken Delanian does there, because he's a goon. It's really laughable at this point. The minute Ken Delanian starts talking about spy satellites and names of CIA sources, what's the first thing you think, Joe? Well, we know what it definitely isn't, right?
Right.
Spy satellites and names of CIA. You know that.
Yeah.
You understand that, correct? Like, whatever Ken Delanian says is being repeated by deep state goons trying to attack and set up and frame Donald Trump. So you know that didn't happen. So the minute they said nuclear secrets, I knew it was anti-nuclear secrets and not nuclear secrets. Now, I asked Guy this morning, And I don't think I've done this before, gone back to my prior. I may have once or twice, but I rarely do this. I asked Guy and Joe and Jim, all of them, I said, guys, you got to do me a favor, because it takes me about 3 hours to get the show ready, and I didn't have the time. I said, you got to hunt through our library and play the cut where I told people what CNN is now reporting, that they weren't nuclear secrets the way you think of them, that it was the Kim Jong-un letter that he probably took. And here's how Guy found it. This is funny. Guy goes through Twitter this morning, and here's a guy on September 7, 2022, at Stink Shovel on Twitter. This is how we found him. I'm not kidding. It's just sometimes easier just to go to social media. Here he is. Dan Bongino on his radio clown show, getting out ahead of the story, claims that the classified documents found at Mad Alardo, I guess that's his funny name from Orlando,
are
just Trump and Kim Jong-un's love letters. Man, who's Mad and Alardo now? Here's me telling you what's now a confirmed story. You're not wasting your time. Take a listen. Turns out it's some dangerous document about a nuclear power. So then fine. You know, it doesn't think people make mistakes. We should acknowledge it. We shouldn't cover anything up. I'm speculating. But I'm speculating based on a lot of really good information. I don't believe it was that at all. I swear it's that Kim Jong-un letter. They used to write each other letters, Trump and Kim Jong-un. I swear it's some Kim Jong-un letter about whatever, the nuclear things they were doing. And from those letters, they're taking nuclear capabilities. Keep in mind, that can mean anything. You understand what I'm getting at, Joe? Kim Jong-un could have wrote in a letter something that's probably publicly known, like, hey, we have nuclear weapons and we're willing to talk about them. And Trump probably had the letter.
Okay.
What they're implying, now, again, I'm speculating. I want to be fair and open and honest. I could be wrong. And if it turns out to be something else, it turns out to be something dangerous, and it slipped into Mar-a-Lago, was deliberately taken, fine. Fine. People make mistakes all the time. I don't think that's what this is. I am supremely confident that this is one of those Kim Jong-un letters. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
Hey, we're going to settle the plate today.
So I figured I'd start with this little comic relief for you. Our good friend Libs of TikTok on Twitter and on Truth, by the way, who goes out to TikTok and pulls the most hilarious videos of liberals posting their own L's, went to TikTok and pulled these three. Here are Libs having a totally normal one for Libs, which usually means crazy. That is a normal one for liberals. Having a totally normal one on TikTok after Elon bought Twitter yesterday. Thank you, Joe and Guy and Jim, for the edits, because there's a lot of cussing in this here. Check this out.
Well, it looks like Twitter's gone. They accepted the money, and Elon Stalin is taking over. So, f*** you, Twitter, and goodbye forever, you insane Q-like forum. Or soon to be insane like Q-like forum. Peace out. Bye.
Elon Musk, this is directly to you. Enjoy Twitter. I just deactivated mine. I will not be reactivating it. Enjoy.
I deactivated my account and deleted the app. That's what I think of it. Elon Musk.
Today, Twitter has announced that they've been bought by Elon Musk, or however you say his name. I'm not interested in staying on Twitter anymore because of this. And I think there's a lot of people that are about to leave. So I just wanted to let everyone know that you can find me here. I'm going to also share this on Twitter before I deactivate my account so that anyone who wants to follow me can find me here as well.
Hey, I did a thing today. I deactivated my Twitter account. You can too.
Yes, you can, Libs. Yeah, man. Hey, come on. Come on. That's at least a... Really? Get with the program. We haven't had a Muttley in a while. I appreciate... Joe's very selective about the Muttleys, though. I appreciate that. It shows you've been thinking about it. I think that's a double, though. That is a definite double Muttley. Libs losing their minds. By the way, listen, whether you stay or go on Twitter, I don't care. Just a little programming note for me. A couple people have emailed me, actually quite a few, more than a couple. I'm sure it'll be a question on the Thursday, Friday questions for Dan. are you going to come back to Twitter and start posting there? And the answer is, I don't know. My account, my team uses it. We have Bongino Report. We have my personal account. They use it. We do post content there. But my thoughts, like when I have to microblog on something, I go to Truth or Parler, okay? Am I going to come back? I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. But thanks for the question. But libs are melting down. I don't care if you go. I don't think anyone else will miss you either. Bye now. Now, just to be clear, I don't care. I really don't care. It's not my platform. I legitimately don't care from a business sense. Having said that, I'm not a hypocrite either, Joe. And I have said in the past, and I'll continue to say going forward, that it is not a business model. It is not a business model to reject customers. So even though liberals are crazy and are threatening to leave, it's not a good idea in a social media space to have people leave, even the crazy ones. Again, I'm a business guy. None of that changes because I'm not a fraud like the left. Having people leave a social media platform that requires social interaction and leaving people who don't socially interact is not a good thing.
Understood.
But I don't care. You get it? I don't care. I'm an investor in Parler. I love Truth Social. I don't care.
Okay, let's see, what
haven't
we played yet today?
Tony Bobulinski, thank you for coming. It's been 2 years since we've sat across from each other. Didn't expect to have a second interview with you. I'm grateful that we're able to. Thank you. So when we spoke before, you described what you believed were Hunter Biden and the Biden family's effectively offenses against the United States, the ways that their business practices had undermined U.S. national security. But there was also an offense against you, what seemed like fraud. And now 2 years later, we have, I think, a pretty hard example of what that looked like. So if you wouldn't mind explaining to us, this is, I think, going back to the spring and summer of 2017, Sinohawk Holdings.
Okay.
What was that?
So Sinohawk Holdings was a Delaware LLC, which was effectively a partnership between the Biden family, myself, Rob Walker, and James Gilyer, and a Chinese large company called CEFC, which turned out to effectively be the capitalistic arm of, you know, President Xi's One Belt, One Road.
Yes.
And so Sinohawk Holdings was the entity that Chairman Yi, who was the chairman of CEFC, and an entity called Hudson West 4 owned 50% of Sinohawk Holdings, and an entity that represented the Biden family, myself, James Gilyer, and Rob Walker, called Oneida Holdings, owned the other 50% of that entity.
So at the beginning of this deal, the Chinese were supposed to send Sinohawk money. How much?
Yeah, so actually, I'm glad you asked the question, because a lot of discussion has been about the $10 million the Chinese were supposed to fund into Sinohawk Holdings. $5 million of that was representing their 50%, and the $5 million, they would call it a loan to the Biden family, but effectively it was a loan to Oneida Holdings to represent the original operating capital. And that was just operating capital. That Sinohawk Holdings was set up to effectively deploy billions of dollars that CFC was claiming, and rightfully believable because they were doing it around the world, to invest via Sinohawk in infrastructure projects, technology companies, investment banks, financial institutions, both here in the U.S. and around the world.
So this is the limited liability company agreement of Sinohawk Holdings. And it says here May 2017. What is this?
So that's actually a very intense legal document that's
yes.
drafted and details how Sinohawk Holdings will operate, who are the partners involved in the entity. It basically dictates how the business, you know, who sits on the board of it, who will run it day to day. I was the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, and I was vested with certain rights and authorities and stuff like that, and how you would distribute profits to the partners and stuff. So a very detailed document and fully executed. It's important because, you know, when I came out in October 2020, a lot of people argued, well, you know, that deal never happened. That deal 100% happened. that Sinohawk document that you're holding was fully executed, both by Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, myself, James Gilley, Rob Walker, and then on the Chinese side, Hudson West 4 executed the document. So it was a fully operating business.
So here's a very strange document, and I hope you can explain it. This is a limited liability company agreement of BYZ Holdings, LLC, and this is from August 2nd of 2017, 3 months later. The reason this is strange is this document is identical down to the serial numbers on the bottom of the page to this document, the Sinohawk Holdings agreement, except it's got a different company name.
Yeah.
What is this?
So, interesting. So that document is exactly the same document as Sinohawk Holdings, LLC. And it appears that Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Biden family literally copied the same document down to typos, as you said, the serial number, and they removed Oneida Holdings, which was the Delaware LLC that represented Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, myself, Rob Walker, and James Gilliar, and Hunter and his lawyer, George Mazeres, replaced it with Owasco, which was Hunter Biden's law firm or business that he operated. So he effectively swapped out an entity that he owned 20% of to a business that he owned 100% of, which is fraud.
So why would he do that?
A lot of detail. We don't, you know, have too much
I understand,
time,
but basically,
at a high level, in July 2017, the Chinese CFC had not funded the $10 million. I was extremely frustrated. The Bidens claimed or presented to be frustrated. I got calls from Jim Biden. He was ready to call the Chinese directly and say the Biden family's pulling out of a deal, all well documented in text messages, WhatsApp, and emails. And I didn't know this at the time, but apparently around that same time, Hunter Biden his lawyers basically removed Oneida, put Owasco, his law firm, in that, and replaced that in that document, getting prepared to basically divert that money into BYZ Holdings.
So they were shafting you without your knowledge, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's called fraud, yeah.
And this is, I mean, I don't see any other explanation for this, do you?
I'm sure you can reach out to the Biden family and get comments from them.
They're not returning our calls right now. Okay, so this is, just this alone seems to me enough to spur a criminal investigation by the FBI into what apparently is fraud. The FBI had the contents of the laptop. They've had it for years now. Has there been an FBI investigation into this, and what's the outcome of it, you know?
I'm not aware of them focusing on those specific facts. Everything that I've been privy or briefed on is they're focusing on more legacy tax stuff, FARA stuff. They should be looking into that.
But Hunter Biden has not been indicted for this.
I'm not aware of that. He ultimately, if you actually want to get into more detail, they ultimately evolved from using BYZ Holdings to then just going directly into an entity called Hudson West 3, and that's where he received the, I think, over $5 million across 2017 and 2018, of which he took a portion and paid on a monthly basis to his uncle, Jim Biden, and I think Jim's wife, Sarah, was involved.
How much did Hunter expect to make from his business dealings with the Chinese?
So not only Hunter, I wasn't interested. They, you know, they had to work on me for years to sort of, you know, call it, come off the bench and get involved here. In the spring of 2017, I expected CFC was going to deploy billions of dollars through Sinohawk, and I was focused on taking those billions of dollars and making a return on it, and I expected to make hundreds of millions of dollars. I think the Bidens probably thought they were going to make billions of dollars.
How much do you think Hunter, in the end, got from this, from diverting this money? Do you think he received the money?
So he definitely received the money. I mean, the bank statements have been made public. You know, he received over $5 million, and then I think an incremental $1 million in a legal consulting fee to represent Patrick Ho, which is a story in itself.
So this seems very cut and dried.
Black and white.
All All right, we're going to listen to Gen Z real quick here. Gen Z trying to answer some basic questions. This is classic.
Be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and be sure to click on the description below. That way you'll be put on our mailing list. Because believe it or not, YouTube is still after the great Elder Erskine. So be sure to click on the description below and make sure you put on our mailing list so you don't miss any of our videos. This is mind-blowing. I want to quote Thomas Jefferson, and I wasn't there when he said it, that democracy cannot long exist without enlightenment, that it cannot function without wise and honest officials, that talent and virtue needed in a free society should be educated regardless of wealth, birth, or other accidental conditions, that other children of the poor must thus be educated at common expense, end of quote. He also said this, a well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. If that's the case, we in trouble.
What country is the Queen of England from? Originally.
I definitely don't know.
No, give me your best guess. I guess a country.
What is the country again?
Give me a guess.
This is embarrassing. What is a country? What is a country? What is a country? Canada.
Yes.
Canada. Now, look. These are very entertaining kinds of things. You find some dummy and somebody says something stupid and you put it all together. I don't know how many people he talked to who already automatically knew who the Queen of England was, where she was from, but that anybody, any person with an IQ 2 points above plant life can't answer that question is scary.
Do you know what time this is?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 2:45.
Yes. Do you know what country the Great Wall of China is in?
Country?
Yeah. Maybe you have to guess.
Japanese?
Yes.
I can't watch.
Do you know what the third month of each year is?
Ain't that leap year or some shit?
Yeah. Do you know what 15% of 100 is?
I'm just not that good with math.
Around what it is, if you had to guess.
Probably like 75.
15% of 100 is 75.
Do you know what country we gained our independence from?
Spain.
Yes. How many inches are in 2 feet?
I don't know.
Around how many inches? If you had to guess.
5?
Yes. Do you know what country the Panama Canal is in?
Please don't tell me that this woman did not know what country the Panama Canal is in. It's called the Panama Canal!
No.
If you had to guess, like, what do you think it sounds like?
Hey, at least she's honest. Unlike Hillary.
Get the country.
Europe.
Yes. Can you name all the months?
September, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Yes. Do you know what country the Panama Canal is in?
Panama? Spain?
Yes. What do we call a shape with 5 sides?
Is it an octagon? Wait, that's 6. That's 8. Octagon is 8.
Okay, well, at least we amended that. I'm feeling better now.
Is it a stop sign?
And you wonder why I support school choice.
Yes. Do you know what year the U.S. was founded?
Oh, no. I'm not going to answer that.
Around when? If you have to guess the year.
I do not know.
Give me your best guess.
Now, this is kind of interesting because it could be answered a couple ways. One could say 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was done. Or one could talk about when the Constitution was actually ratified, which would be 1787. But people aren't even coming close to this.
I'm going to say BC. I'm going to keep it at BC.
I'm going to keep it at BC. So the U.S. was founded before the Common Era. Makes us a pretty old country, right?
Yeah, right.
Give me a number, BC.
Something.
Well, that would be AD, not BC, but like quibble.
1800?
BC?
Yeah.
Yes. How many weeks in a year?
Are you telling me this man does not know how many weeks are on the year?
Nah.
But I bet he has an opinion about inflation, about climate change, about Donald Trump.
Weeks in a year? I don't know. Can't count the weeks. 4 times 12, 24 weeks?
4 times 12, 24 weeks.
Yeah. How many different moons does the Earth have?
All you have to do is look up and count it. Please tell me she doesn't know how many moons the Earth has.
4.
Four. Maybe she's imagining her golf swing. I'm just trying to justify how she doesn't know that we don't really have 4 moons. But.
Yes. Do you know who fought in the Mexican-American War?
Now, the reason it's called the Mexican-American War is because...
You remember.
Can't lie to you. I don't know that.
Well, at least he's honest. No, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know who fought in the Mexican-American War. I'm not going to lie and tell you I do know. I don't know. Man has integrity. Probably works at a bank.
Guess 2 countries. Who against who? If you have to guess.
Philippines.
Yeah, against who?
It's a country. Got to give them that.
Don't remember the other one.
You know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Uh-oh. Now we're getting into the weeds here.
9.
Who fought in the Mexican-American?
3 times 3 times 3 is 9.
In war.
French Revolutions? I don't know.
Yeah.
Fought in the Mexican-American War, the French Revolution.
How many moons does the Earth have?
How many moons?
If you are a Dallas Mavs fan, you're going to love this guy.
Around how many?
30? I don't know.
4, 30? I you know.
Yes. You know what 33 divided by 3 is?
No.
Yes, I have no idea. Not even going to lie. Not even going to pretend I know that's 11. I don't know. That's why I have a calculator.
I don't know.
Give me a guess, a number, a round one.
33 divided by 3?
Yeah.
I don't know. False? Nah. I don't know.
Yes. Do you know what 7 plus 7 plus 7 is?
28. No, I'm bugging. 14 plus 7. I don't know.
Can you tell me what time this is?
Okay, I know the long one is an hour.
Yeah.
So that's 10.
You know, this is amazing to somebody my age. Young people don't know how to write in a cursive way. And a lot of young people can't read cursive writing. But they can't tell time with a clock with hands on it.
Oh my god.
10 what? Around what time is it?
I'm not sure.
Give me your best guess.
I want to say 10:15.
Well, it was her best guess.
Yes. Do you know how many moons the Earth has? Around how many, if you had to guess?
Two?
Well, we're getting better. We've gone from 4 to 30. Now we're down to 2. Maybe we'll find somebody who says 1. You never know. Hope springs eternal. I brought along with me a MyPillow. This is a product that will get you a good night's sleep. Why, you ask, oh great Odursky, do you have such energy? Because I sleep on a MyPillow, and you can too. Just call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and be sure and use promo code ELDER. And it's not just pillows. They've got over 100, count them, over 100 products, including slippers. You don't own a pair of MyPillow slippers? I feel sorry for your feet. And they got towels. Have you ever noticed you go to a store and you see these beautiful fluffy towels sitting on a rack and you buy one? You take a shower, and the towel does not absorb the water, which is the whole purpose of a towel. MyPillow towels not only look good, not only come in various colors, not only are they fluffy, they also actually work. And then there's the Giza bed sheets, made from the finest cotton in the world. So go to MyPillow.com, be sure and use promo code ELDER, or call the number on your screen. You will not regret it.
Do you know what two countries border the USA?
No.
Like, what's on top of us and what's below us?
This is the same young lady we had a little earlier. She looks great, though, doesn't she? So I really don't care that she doesn't know what two countries border America. Couldn't care less.
Isn't the North Pole below us?
Yeah. And what else?
Holland and, what is above us? Is it Europe? Because...
Good enough for me. Want to go out for a drink?
Here, guys.
Yes, I'd like it.
Yes. What country did we gain our independence from?
We're Canadian.
Russia.
Now, these are two ladies putting both their heads together, and we come up with Russia.
Yes. If it's Monday right now, what day of the week will it be in 14 days?
This requires you to know how many days there are in a week. Do a little calculation. Do you think this gentleman can do it? I'm betting on it. I like the hat.
It's Monday right now. How many days? Like day of the week?
We're getting there. Don't give up.
Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or like
he's thinking about it.
Like a date.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We're this close. We are this close.
Today, Monday. I'll say probably like a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes. Do you know what's the difference between Mexico and New Mexico?
The word new?
Nah.
Are they the same thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I think.
Yes. Can you name 5 states?
Okay. Now, you know we have 50. All I'm asked to do is name 5, and you're standing in 1 right now, so all you need to do is come up with 4 more. Come on, tell me you can do it.
Staten Island? Brooklyn? Nah, I don't even know.
4 more, 4 more.
Did she say Brooklyn? She did say Brooklyn.
Any state you want.
New York?
You got 2.
Manhattan? I don't know.
3.
Manhattan? 3.
That's
2 more.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
2 more.
Queens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a state. I don't know.
4. 1 more.
Let me
state.
The Bronx.
Bronx. She did it. She did it. She came up with 4 places, if not states. I'm going to give her that. I think she gets partial credit. She's good looking.
5. Nice. Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Yes.
Yes, she knows it. She knows it. So he didn't say, tell me what it is. He said, do you know it? She just said yes. And I know it. I'm not going to tell you. Why should I tell you? I don't know you. What are you going to do with the information?
Why 2021?
Okay, well.
Yes. Do you know how many states are in the USA? Around how many?
Yeah, just roughly how many. What would you say if you had to say? If you had to say. I know you don't have to say, but if you had to say, yeah. At one time, we probably just had 24, so he didn't say how many states we have now, so technically she's right, and she's also very attractive, so.
Yes, you know who fought in the Mexican-American War?
Oh, these two again, putting their blinds together.
Yeah, who? No.
Give me your best guess. Who against who?
Okay, wait, what was that Mexican?
Well, he wasn't asking you to name the soldiers who fought. He's asking you what countries, I think. What
war?
Mexican-American War.
Who?
Give me your two best guesses.
You're just gonna make me look so stupid.
That didn't even happen.
Okay,
nothing happened.
What is 15% of 100?
Nothing happened, so why should I know who fought in the Mexican-American War? I mean, nothing happened. 15% of 100. It's another one, toughie.
Around what?
Guess,
yeah, give me your best guess.
15%. I wouldn't say 50 because that's half. So.
I wouldn't say that because that's half. He didn't ask what half was. He asked what was 15% of 100. So at least you wouldn't say 50. We appreciate that. We do.
Isn't that half?
Give me a number, yeah.
All right, let's do 30.
Yeah.
Let's go with 30. Let's just go with that, you know, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what 77 plus 23 is?
You know, can't do simple math, my guy. That's the one thing that I'm going to fail on.
Do you know?
Now, notice the graphic says 77 plus 33. So maybe this lady did the graphic on that one.
You know what 15% of 100 is? Give me your best guess. What do you think it is?
Oh, woo. I'm not even going to go there. That's math.
I'm terrible at math. Wait, what was the question?
15% of 100.
Yeah, this is really kind of like arithmetic, but whatever.
Around what?
But she's good looking, so okay with me. Want to go out for a drink, and I'll leave a 15% tip.
25%?
You know what the four directions on a compass are?
Now we're getting into something here. Now we're getting into some deep, deep territory here. Let's see whether or not she can raise her game. What are the four directions on a compass?
No, not at all.
You got to give it up. These people are not going to try and BS their way through.
Do you know who the current vice president is?
No.
Who do you think it is? Take a guess.
Yeah, she voted, though. And it wasn't for Trump.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for Barack Obama to come back.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for Barack Obama to come back.
What continent we're on?
You got me feeling dumb.
No, don't be dumb. Just know. You know this.
She see her look at her phone. Maybe she could figure it out there, but she, under pressure, she probably couldn't do it.
Nah.
How many people are on Earth? Around how many, if you have to guess?
A lot?
I don't know, 200 trillion,
something? 200 trillion, something, something, something?
How many continents there are?
No.
Take a guess.
Now this is again a little dicey. Some people say 7, some people say 8, depending upon whether or not you consider
10.
But that's just a bit outside.
Can you name them? Can you name one?
Okay, now we're not asking you to name them all. Just give me one. Just one.
What continent are we on right now?
Oh, come on. United States.
Yes.
Yes. If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be today?
If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be today? Now, Surely, even if you are math challenged, you can figure that out. Wrong.
Well, shit. I'd be 12. I'm 22, right? I'd be 12.
Yeah. So if you were born in 2012, how old would you be today?
Oh, sorry. I heard you wrong.
I'm sorry. I heard you wrong. Whew. Thank goodness. Now she understands the question, so...
If I was born in 2012, I believe I'll be 12? Wait, no. No.
I thought you said you understood the...
2012 to now?
Yeah.
Well, my sister was... I don't know. I'm sorry.
Give me a number.
Maybe 13.
Yes. If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be today?
11.
Well, she's good looking, so as far as I'm concerned. Right.
11. I'm 21.
If you were born 10 years ago today, you would be 11.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes?
You're confident. You got to give it up.
Yes. No, that's not 10 years. You'd be 10 if you were born 10 years ago.
No.
No. No, you're wrong. I'm right. Like the attitude, like the spirit.
What do you mean, no?
No.
If you were born 10 years ago, then you would be 10.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Don't tell me how old I would have been 10 years ago if I were born 10 years ago. I know. I'd be 11.
Because I'm 20.
Yeah, okay. What year is it?
What?
What year is it?
21.
Okay, so if you were born in 2011, how old would you be today?
2011?
Yes.
41.
Yes.
Yes!
Or, as John Kerry once memorably put it,
in America, you have a right to be stupid.
Hope you enjoyed that video. The full show is available to watch right now on Epoch TV. Just click the link in the description below to learn more, because we've got a country to save.
All right, so on that note, we got our comedy portion of the night there. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Robin. Robin, welcome in. It's been a few weeks.
Hello. How are you?
Doing okay. Just trying to rest my voice because there's days where if I'm by myself, my throat hurts from talking too much all day. So I have to.
I can see it.
I have to learn how to chill down, I guess. So what's up with you? What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing. Just been trying to get my life together, I suppose you can say. I just living life, getting my crap together, all that other fun stuff. I got my driver's license back, which I'm super excited about, but I'm just trying to find a car now.
So you really like that clip that was just on, I heard.
Man, so me and my friend are sitting here right now, and I got connected like halfway through, and so I was trying to figure out, like, as I was explaining to her, it was just like, that's who Proof is. It's just that guy that kind of like points out the just dumbness in society, but we were just giggling about the stupidity of like, wow, is that what America's doing right now?
Yeah, well, those people have an equal vote as you do when it comes to November.
So that's why we've been...
Yeah. All those Democrat voters, some of them couldn't even tell you who the vice president is, and they said they're waiting for Obama to have a third term.
Isn't it Camille Harrison? Yeah. Hey! Wow.
See, I keep telling people that if Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, comes out and says that he is running for president, that he could beat anyone except Ron DeSantis. Michael Robinson Obama can beat Trump. And it's not because Michael is better. It's because Michael has they could pull the gay card. They could pull the trans card. They could pull the black card. They could pull the woman card. There's a lot of cards to play. It's like an Uno game.
Rick Sanchez is the president.
So and it has nothing to do with the quality of the person.
Right. So the only thing that I would have to say in regards to Michael, a.k.a. Michelle, or whatever you want to call her, him, is
that,
the fact that basically because of how Barack got into office, like, he did a lot of, like, polling and campaigning, and he's like, he had people out doing business where, like, he, like, legit, like, had enough people to hit the streets to go out and get that done. So because he did it, I'm sure, like, I could see her doing the same thing. But in general, like, she's the only one that I would, like, I mean, I wouldn't question in that regard as far as just, like, the because of how Barack got into the first term, I would, like, there's a lot of that would be involved as far as, like, yeah, okay, she, because she's a woman, she's this, she's that, okay, cool. But I also do want to give a little bit of credit to him as far as how hard he, like, pushed to get into that position in the first place.
I would like to make a statement that the whole election is rigged. That we're not voting. They already know who's going to be office. Like, this, it's always all played out. It's always.
But yeah,
the most controversial during this time and day. You know, we them votes don't matter. At the end of the day, they already know who's going to be president.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, the Illuminati runs the world. Don't get me started. Don't get me.
So, yeah, I didn't know that company tonight, Robin. I would have said to try another time, but it's cool. I was hoping I didn't interrupt you.
And my eyes are open.
But, yeah, so.
So, I do have the latest Broccoli Man, if you feel like watching.
Yes. Hold on. Let me grab my computer real quick.
I sent you the link, and Broccoli Man still needs to do his official commercial on Rumble.
Okay.
Broccoli Man?
Yeah, let me, I'm going to send you the link, so as soon as he sends it to me. Yeah. As soon as I get into my doodad. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow, there it is. Okay. And then I will forward that to you. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. Forward to the thing now. Okay. And then click on the thingy. Bam.
This is a podcast.
It's a radio show, yeah. All right, I am ready.
Oh, you have it up? Okay.
No,
all right. All right, so I'll count down right now. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, sir, and welcome to Maria's Kitchen. Can I get you something to drink?
Yes, may I start with a fresh brewed iced tea? I also would like to get a menu so I can order.
We do not print menus. You will have to download our app and scan the QR code so you can see our menu.
I do not have a cell phone.
Well, you will need one to read our menu.
So, you have nothing to offer me if I do not have a cell phone?
Unfortunately, no. If you want to purchase a cell phone and then come back and so you can scan our QR code, I understand.
Can you just tell me a few things that are on the menu? Are there any specials?
All of our specials are on our app. I do recommend you purchase a cell phone so you can view our app.
I have never been to this restaurant before. Can you tell me what kind of food you sell? I understand you do not want to give me a menu. I do not want to guess at what you make and what you do not sell.
Well, sir, if you would just go buy a cell phone, then you can download our app. It will tell you our menu, our prices, what specials we have. We even have a loyalty card on there, so every time you purchase through the app, you get points.
Hey, that's great. I see I am talking to an immovable object. Can I just get a salad?
Yes, sir. Which salad did you want? All of our salads have certain names on them. If you tell me the name of the salad on the app, I can scan my phone on yours and I can go put the order in.
Do you have a salad with spinach and with Italian dressing?
Yes, sir. I can get that for you as soon as you punch your decision into the app on your phone. If you are ready, we can do that right now.
Look, all I want to do is order a spinach salad and pay for it in cash.
Sorry, ever since COVID, we stopped accepting cash. You pay for everything on the app. We do not even take cash for tips.
You do not even take cash for tips?
Oh, heavens no. Only extremists use cash. If someone leaves the cash on the table, we have to call the manager over and have them get gloves and a pair of tongs. It has to go right in the trash can. We do not want anyone thinking we are Trump supporters or any Republicans.
That is the craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Those Trump supporters are wild. They believe that there are women.
Sorry, I thought you were still talking. I do believe there are women. Aren't you a woman?
You come in here with no cell phone. You want to use cash. And you just called me a woman. You are severely out of touch. No one I know even thinks about having a gender anymore. We are all just gender X. We are one person. We are humans. We live in a one world order.
Wow. I have never been denied food and called an extremist for asking for a menu and wanting to pay in cash.
Had we known you were going to try and pull a fast one and use cash, we would have had security demand you leave. Next time you try and come through our doors, you must show us your mobile phone as you walk in. We cannot have you people come in here.
Who is you people?
Look, you need to get this out of my restaurant right now. We cannot have you extremists coming in here and trying to use cash. We are about to also start demanding your gene therapy passports again in a few days. Anytime you ever think about coming in to eat, you better provide us proof you got all your gene therapies.
Don't worry, there will never be a next time. I will not even try to help you if you have crime come in the building.
Well, I hope not. I donated to defunding the police and superheroes. We believe in every person is human. People make mistakes. That's why we believe in no cash bail and have no prisons.
But you are throwing me out of the restaurant hungry because I do not have a cell phone.
Yes, I am. At least the robbers know they can check in on their phone. I do not respect Republicans. They are not human.
So, you believe everyone is equal? Except people that do not vote the same way as you. Or have a different gender than you.
Yes. If you believe in gender, then you need to take your fat ass and leave my eyesight right now. If you are voting Republican, I will go outside and damage your car personally. Otherwise, if you have your cell phone ready, you can order and I can go put your food in.
Okay, then let me get up out this beat. I will find another restaurant more accommodating. I have been to bus stations more warm and friendly than this.
It's not our fault you have hate in your heart. We are loving and liberal.
You are incorrect about your hate. You are the one that call me profanities, flip me off, and refused business.
Shut up, Bismitch.
Hey everyone. Let's continue fighting these globalists. We need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.com. Click on Listen Live. Proof is on air 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and keeps everyone informed of what the globalists are doing. That is freedomizerradio.com. Look for the Proof Negative radio show.
We need people like you to stop telling people to support fake news and to help us all become a great one world government. People should be required to have a cell phone and only use digital currency. If only we can force everyone to have a social credit score and a microchip.
All right, so yeah, that's what it's going to look like. They're getting ready to ban cash, so everybody will be only on digital currency. So I have one other one I wanted to show you, Robin, because you haven't seen the wiretap in a while. I don't know if I lost her or not.
Oh, no, I'm here. Sorry. But, oh, man. Okay.
So I want to show you this one here. This is last week's.
Okay.
There's a Missy Elliott reference I want you to get in here.
Okay.
So let me know when you're ready and we'll do it.
I am ready. Let's go.
All right. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Knock, knock, green dude. It's time I bring you to the Gene Therapy Center once and for all. We need to deal with the cause even this instant. You are supporting Magan or Brandon or Governor Shiratzak. Maybe if you get a dose against COVID and Moneypox, you will perhaps be more compliant.
I will never ever in my life ever support Brandon, any of the squad, or Governor Shiratzak. They offer nothing except communism.
Exactly, green dude. We support hardcore communism. Most people do not care so long as they have no Trump as president. Them dolts and nincompoops who rather eat bugs and go to the FEMA camps than have Trump as president again, sir. And FEMA camps definitely do not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp may one day be built, you are a conspiracy theorist and we will take you to the FEMA camp.
Well, I ain't interested. And also I ain't never scared. You can try to get me to take those death shots, but I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Oh. Come on, green dude. You act your ish don't stink. I am like Selena Gomez when she sings I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. I would be so honored to be in a carrot field with you.
That's not the song. She is singing about being 14 carats and in jewelry. Not 14 carats as in something you put up your bunghole.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You are going to leave what I do in my 1993 Geo Metro while studying pictures of junk out of this discussion. I'm positive Selena Gomez is singing about farting carrots. Now let's go to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Well, let me show you the door to this office. It is exactly right behind you. Please move in that direction.
Ha ha, green dude. Very funny. Now let's get you to the vaccination center right this instant. Today if you get a gene therapy, they will provide a free ice cream cone for every gene therapy you have injected. Even if you pass away, they will still honor your free ice cream cones. Just like the great rapper Missy Elliott sang in 2002, come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Getcha free cone.
Okay, now I know you are joking with me.
There is no joke here, green dude. I am serious. Moneypox is a bad, bad virus, sir. You do not want moneypox. Someone died from moneypox once a few months ago. A few children and even a dog got moneypox from sexual encounters, sir. Even the CEO of Lysnick had another heart attack yesterday after receiving another booster, which is a complete coincidence. He has had 53 gene therapies so far. He has only had 12 heart attacks and has had COVID only 41 times since getting his first booster. Just imagine how worse it would be if he did not get the juice.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds a coincidence. I have had zero gene therapies. Which means I had zero heart attacks and have had COVIDs exactly zero times as well.
Well, that's the problem, green dude. You racists only think about yourselves. That's why you are too extreme, green dude.
Please explain to me how not wanting to get sick and die from a gene therapy means I hate other people. Especially when even the CDC means that people without gene therapies are not getting sick and are not a threat to others.
Do you think I bloody care about what the CDC has to say? I only care about what G-Lobalist, Serge Garros and Gil Bates say, sir. If them says you bees is a domestic terrorist threat for whatever reason, then you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Okay. So you are telling me you have no mind of your own and only do what globalists say?
Precisely, green dude. By the way, is that air conditioning I am feeling? I am feeling a bit nipply up in this something that curl.
Yes. We keep the air 80 degrees. I doubt it is cold in here.
Guess what, green dude? We banned air conditioning. Soon your office will be paying to remove your air conditioner, sir. We must take away every advantage that humans have had since the 1400s so we can bring feudalism back. We are the 1% and deserve every bit of today's comfort of living. You 99% never do rights and cisgendered humans will get the wrath of the 1% until we can legally bring all your to those FEMA camps. That do not exist.
What makes you think you can bring 7 billion people across Earth into FEMA camps?
Who bloody told you that FEMA camps exist? Now because you falsely accused us of having FEMA camps, we must right away bring you to the local FEMA camp in this county. Now it's time to remove those dungarees and show me some delicious kumquats.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. Let me call security and have them carry you out of the building.
Okay, I have an idea. We can instead go to the library. There will be a drag queen story time today. You can go as my date and you can help me round up all the hot dog mats and pizza napkins so we can diddle some new childrens. I sure could go for some walnuts today. We are having a barbecue today in front of the library as we read them the latest episode of Play Dude and Play Non-Binary. You will have to bring your own plastic bags to the barbecue though.
Why would I want to go to a drag queen story time? And why would I bring bags with me?
You want to go because I am making a demand, sir. You are bringing plastic bags because I know how you bees is, green dude. Just like Paul Young sang in the 1980s, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Don't go against Paul Young, sir.
Oh dear. Yes. Well, That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be a yeah for me, dog. Today we're dressing up like that Canadian wood shop teacher with size 150 triple Z boobs. If the childrens want a candy, they have to show us something and then we provide like it is Halloween. Then we provide them with a trick. They are even bringing food and for us to do tricks on.
I can show you something right now. It's called a door.
Governor Shiratzak will even be there, sir. Since he is not debating anyone on his campaign, he is available for drag queen story time. Remember, he did us a solid and required all schools to put tampon vending machines in the men's restrooms. He is going to win re-election, green dude.
That loser has a 19% approval rating and all his campaign pictures are with Brandon. Brandon is the most hated and most inept president ever. Why can't the governor debate his opponent like every other time?
Because, sir, he is a Democrat. Democrats do not have to debate. Either you want him to win re-election, or you need to have us call you out publicly for being a racist, a sexist, a genderist, a homophobe, a pedophobe, a bestiality phobe, and a domestic terrorist threat. We are better people than Republicans. We just have to say we hate Trump so the masses will vote for us.
If you ideas are so great, then why would you not want to talk to your people and debate your opponents? Are you scared that people do not want to give up their property and live in a FEMA camp? So every Democrat candidate hides in their basement until the feds can print up enough votes by a Chinese printing firm to make sure you win?
That tears it now, green dude. You are not going to spill a playbook out to all those dolts and bandy wastes out there. Plus you will again cited that you have knowledge of said FEMA camp. Now I am detaining you, I am personally going to redo your rights. You will come here with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be twisted in a court of law to make sure we secure a guilty plea. If you have an attorney, you will not be using them. Instead, we have our own appointed attorneys who will also help in said guilty plea. Do you understand?
Looks like I am going to have to deal with the wiretap right now. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live to keep up to date on all the anti-New World Order news. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a lot of news you need to know about to help fight globalists. freedomizerradio.com.
Now you need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Do you understand me, you little busy? Just for that outburst about freedomizerradio.com, I am now going to have a visual thorough inspection of your junk. For all we know, you could be hiding a hunting rifle, a machete, or an air conditioner inside your junk. You thinks you bees is a chameleon, green dude, but I will get the last laugh today. I am going to now inspect this junk and you will be required to accompany me at the drag queen story time right this instant. I am going to roast those walnuts and chestnuts on that open fire today.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Hey, yes. Yes, it was. Oh, man,
so,
like...
Are you with Missy Elliott when she says, come get your free cone?
Yeah. But, yeah, so with that first video, holy crap, like, that's the issue that I'm having with my job right now. So, A, where I work at, it's in the area of town where, like, let's stay with this place, trends, let's blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh, I don't carry cash because it's all, you know, currency, like online currency and blah, 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 which they're okay with, but I'm just old school enough not to be. But, A, if we get cash tips, cool. All right, bet we get to go home with those cash tips. But the company in general is, like,
I get paid an amazing base pay. And so the tips, like, are just kind of like the added bonus, which I'm cool with, but they include the tips into your paycheck. So you don't walk home, you don't walk out every night with those tips. You get it, like, at the end of 2 weeks, which even the last job I had, like, we got like, our tips the next day. But obviously, like, everything, like, the credit card tips, like, it's all credit card stuff. It's all, you know, digital. So I'm getting my money, but it's at the end of, like, 2 weeks, or it's, like, the next day, which, like, but then...
You're talking,
like,
about the credit card tips, right?
Yeah, the credit card tips. The credit card tips, like, when they tip in cash, I get to walk home with that every night, like, period. That's my money. That's my cash. It's, you know, okay. But the credit card tips, I have to wait until I get my paycheck, which that's my issue with them, where it's, like, it's, don't you guys realize that this is a catch-22? Like, they took me off the schedule because I didn't have reliable transportation to work. But if I got paid every day, I've got my credit card tips every day, I would be able to have the money to get to work every day. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, that's how we're doing, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it's just like, I've been serving since I was 16. That I started working in, like, 1998. It's when you walk out of the end of the day, you get that cash currency, whether it's they left electronically or not, you get that cash in the night to be able to use how you want to. And they're like, oh, this is going to work better, I promise, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but when I'm behind on my rent and I'm doing this, I've got to, like, break a neck to get here every day. And the sole root of my issue is not having the money or the funds, even though I just worked, not having the funds to be able to get back to work. But that's what we got to do. That's just how it is. That's how the world's moving to, where it's just like, okay, but you're not giving me an option. Like, that's what I don't like about all this. It's like, you're going to be forced to do this. You're not going to have the option to do anything else. And it's just, okay, we're just going to deal with that. Like, no, why? Like, why should I? Like, I went to a place, like, I was, where was I at? I was out west somewhere, like, California or, like, somewhere where I went in. All I had with me was cash. I went to go pay with the cash, and they're like, we don't accept cash. And I'm like, okay, so, and it was one of those things, I was getting food. It was a necessity for me to be able to get what I was trying to purchase. It wasn't like, oh, just food or whatever. Anyway, but it got to the point where they ended up calling the police, because I'm like, I'm trying to give you money for what I'm trying to get, like cash currency, like paper in hand money. But they're just like, oh, no, we're not going to take that because I'm sorry, on every printed dollar bill, every printed cash currency that you get in your hand, somewhere on the bill it says, for all debts, or something basically says for all, like a legal tender for all debts, blah, 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 whatever. So basically it's saying that that is a form of cash that they have to accept for me to be able to continue to do what I was trying to do with the transaction. And basically that was one of the points where, like, I was irate with the company, but when I talked to the cop, I'm like, look, here's what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to pay them the money that, like, hey, look, it came to, like, $7.43. Here's my $8 that more than covers what I'm trying to do, but they're not trying to accept it. And it's just like, this says we're all legal debts and blah, 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 whatever, so why, like, and it was just like, well, it's your company policy. But in the end, the cop was like, either go somewhere else, which I didn't have another option, or it was like, hey, you guys should take this money. And it shouldn't have to come down to that. And it's not as like a mandatory, like, responsibility or like a mandatory thing. It should be an option. It should be a valid option. But it shouldn't be, this is how we're going to do things, period. Because when you've been relying as a country on dollars or whatever for the past, I don't know, 200 and whatever years we've been a country, like, why now is somebody getting the wild hair up their ass to say, oh, hey, like,
well
we're going
to
go ahead and change
it. Well, because they want us to be in a cashless society so that you could have negative interest rates and you'll need a social credit score and a mark of the beast.
Which, that's my next point, is I don't understand why America needs to have a credit score or anything like that. Mother
truckers, you guys are $19 trillion in debt, and you're worried about my credit score? I'm sorry. No, you can go ahead and let me survive and live and blah, blah, blah. You don't need my credit score to validate that I'm going to make payments on what I'm getting or that I've been making payments or whatever the credit score is used for. Y'all are trillions of dollars in debt, and you want to worry about my credit score, bro? No, I'm cool.
Well, that's exactly what it is. So they could look at every purchase you have and dictate whether or not a post on social media might mean you're not allowed to buy donuts this week. By the way, I'm going to grab a caller here. We have Pianchi from Louisiana that wants to say hi.
Okay.
Well,
hello, everyone. How's everyone? Good, I hope. That's great. I got to turn it off. You know, here you go right there. I see where this judge in Georgia threw out Stacey Abrams' case, election lawsuit,
yeah,
in the state where Biden labeled it Jim Crow 2.0. It was an Obama appointment. That gives you some light to think there's some hope after all.
Yeah, they're really going after Herschel Walker. They're scared of him.
Well, yeah, they talk about he can't talk. I told a guy, I said, why don't you just do hand signs then? Hell, Joe Biden can't talk half the time.
You know, he can't talk. I don't understand. He can't talk because he's not a Democrat?
I don't. Yes, yeah, probably so. But if
he
can't talk, well, let him do hand signs.
He has a college degree.
And this Stacey Abrams is heavily funded by George Soros, heavily funded.
Yeah. That's why Stacey Abrams can talk. But I promise you, if there was a debate between Herschel Walker and Stacey Abrams, Stacey Abrams would have to leave the floor. She's not qualified.
No, she can't talk neither. Before she got into the Democratic limelight, she couldn't pay her bills neither on time.
No.
You talk about the hypocrisy. Then you have Newsom pass a bill that won't allow rap lyrics to be used in criminal trials. Well, in other words, that when rappers are putting out instructions in their songs to go kill the police, and no murder of babies.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that when you can have Winchester be held accountable for their bullets being used in an unlawful position, or rappers can't be held accountable and their lyrics used in criminal trials where somebody went out and followed the explicit instructions in their songs, some young people?
Hey, that's a good idea. Now if you kill somebody, you just put a rap song out about it and you're clear.
Yeah. And finally, I see where Louisiana state legislature is thinking about passing a bill that will ban electric vehicles. Now, that's what conservative states need to do. They need to stand up and fight back. Instead of rolling over, electric vehicles would be devastating to the economy of Louisiana, which is an oil-producing state.
Right.
Yeah, I want to know how effective those electric vehicles would be in the middle of Tampa during the hurricane.
Yeah.
Right.
You step out your car and you get electrocuted.
Boy. You start your car, you get electrocuted. Man.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to do. You have to throw it back at them harder than they threw it at you.
Right.
Because the conservatives have been cowing down, bending over, and running. And these are things we have to start fighting. I hate to say it, but if you don't, you're going to have nothing to fight for. And,
right.
And you see it coming all over the place. You got teachers quitting. You got a California teacher that was in the public school for 13 years. She finally came out and started to tell how the teachers are being instructed in this woke type of thinking. The children are being misused with this woke type of thinking. You know, they'll talk about white supremacy and talk about Black Lives Matter, and rather than asking the kids what they think about Black Lives Matter, they ask them, well, how can you help Black Lives Matter? Well, that's a loaded question.
Well, now, finally, it's getting out where the Black Lives Matter just totally misappropriated so many funds that they're not as legit as they used to be. Now, not that I thought they were legit, but now people see what they did.
Well, yeah, everybody's throwing that claim on Brady, the quarterback in Mississippi. But they say nothing about Black Lives Matter and the amount of money that they have misappropriated. Quite obvious. I mean, you can't hide a damn house. You can't say it just grew there overnight.
You talking about those mansions that CEO bought in Beverly Hills?
Yes, sir, I am. And that probably is not all they bought.
And if you question it, you're racist.
Right.
That's right. They call you a racist. Or worse yet, you're supporting white supremacy. You're supporting white nationalists. All kinds of crazy things. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you.
I was going to say, or you must have Stockholm Syndrome if you're supporting them, if you think that way, because you must have been conditioned to think a certain way because you agree with that or whatever. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, it goes on all the time.
Right.
You just don't, nobody's there to challenge the news. And you
right.
know, the sad thing is,
see,
is that the media is.
I don't respect anybody that says that somebody is better because of whatever skin color they have. And I don't
right.
care if you're mad that black people get stuff over white people or white people get stuff over black people. We're beyond that now. We, as a community, have been together with all different races under the sun for several generations now without prejudice. We've dated each other. We go to baseball games. We wear each other's jerseys. We celebrate everybody now. I don't know anybody under the age of 60 that would say that they've never made friends with somebody of another race.
Right.
That's just preposterous to think these days.
It's gotten so bad. Look at Serena Williams. She's getting all kind of hate mail because her husband
right.
is white.
Right.
It's really, really, really bad, man. And these Democrats,
yeah, well,
these liberals.
We've gone backwards ever since 2008. We've went backwards on race relations, and now it's to the point where segregation is a fresh idea again.
Yeah,
that is shameful.
Right.
That is shameful that they want me to be enemies with Robin and Pianchi when they've done nothing to me except show me love.
Right.
Yeah. Then on an international scene, they're trying to say that Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Why would he do that when all they had to do was shut the damn valve off?
Right.
Well, you have that, but also a lot of people don't talk about this. They the day that the Nord Stream blew up, they opened up what's called the Baltic pipeline, which goes from Poland to Norway.
Oh, yeah.
So why would Russia blow up their own stuff and allow Europe to have free-flowing oil? That
right.
would not make any financial sense in the world.
That smells of the CIA and possibly the Ukraine. But I'm not positive.
Yeah, but you also have Secretary Blinken talking about how it's a great idea for everybody to get out of Russian energy, and maybe this was a push in the right direction.
Well,
yeah,
when you start using...
I'll play that right now. I want to share this to everybody. This is Secretary Blinken telling you, basically admitting that they did it without admitting it.
Did Tony Blinken, our unesteemed Secretary of State, kind of give away the cookies in the cookie jar when he said this the other day? Check this out.
It's a tremendous opportunity to once and for all remove the dependence on Russian energy, and thus to take away from Vladimir Putin the weaponization of energy as a means of advancing his imperial designs. That's very significant, and that offers tremendous strategic opportunity for the years to come. But meanwhile, we're determined to do everything we possibly can to make sure that the consequences of all of this are not borne by citizens in our countries, or for that matter, around the world.
Is Tony Blinken insane having this conversation? The blowing up of a strategic pipeline vital to both Russia and the EU, regardless of your feelings about the war, is an opportunity? An opportunity. Because now we can transition away from the natural gas it transports to a green energy future that doesn't exist? This is double suicide. Let's start a world war to transition to an energy future that literally doesn't exist anywhere close to the capacity to support the global economy. These people are freaking crazy. This is not an opportunity. Why would he say that? You guys know why? Why would he say
that? All right, let me kill that there. So, yeah, if we took all the green energy right now and use that to power the entire world, there would be enough energy to give to the world for like 20 to 30 minutes, and then we'd be completely on zero. Remember the day where Governor Grusom announced that they're getting rid of gas cars in California in the year 2035, and then the very next day they told people not to charge their car because there wasn't enough energy. So that's where they want you.
Like, if they had started this, like, 10 years ago or whatever, to where it's like, hey, like okay, so just for the simple fact that I've seen technology, like computers and stuff, evolve. Like, when I was born in 82, computers were, I mean, they were a thing-ish, but they didn't really start becoming a kind of quote-unquote thing until, like, I don't know, at least mid to late 80s. They started becoming more common in the 90s, but still, even then, nothing really caught up enough to be able to say, like when you had dial-up and you had to wait for F and ever, and okay, cool, but just in the past, like, 15-ish years, now everybody, just about everybody, has got Wi-Fi. Now everybody, like, I'm 15, 20 years ago when I'm sitting in my living room on dial-up getting yelled at by my mom because she needed to make a phone call. Like, I didn't think, hey, in my lifetime, I would, well, I did, but I figured anyway. But basically, it was like, then it was like, okay, cool, we had dial-up, whatever. Now it's like, I'm sitting here talking to you on my cell phone, playing a game, because I can do that now, but that's because it's caught
up
enough.
Yeah, but the thing is
that
to power the world's electric,
right,
you have to be
but
sustainable,
like,
first before you can wean people
right
off it, and it's not
right
sustainable yet. And
at,
even the top engineers that work in solar and work in Teslas are saying that in order to produce the type of power that the globalists want is at best 30 years away, and that is if they really crunch it. To do this in 10 years, you have to be sustainable in order to in order to sell it, and it's not. It would be like you back in the day. Say, in 1997, they said, "Okay, everybody needs to be on a cable modem," and 99% of America was not even hooked up on a cable modem. And to say, "Well, that's the industry standard now," it wouldn't compute because the technology wasn't there just yet.
Right.
So, in order to make it work, I'm not saying it would never work, and it's not a goal, but you have to be sustainable first before you can start forcing people. You can't just force people to buy a $65,000 Prius.
Right.
You just can't. You can't do that, and then there's not enough electric to house everybody, so you're only going to be able to charge your car once every 10 days. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right. And especially if you're going to judge my credit and all that other crap and then say, hey, look, like, you can't sit here and judge a certain aspect of my life and then say, oh, but you're going to be required to do this. Like this other thing. Well, don't you guys think that this and that go together enough that if I got more, like, structured and more, like, stable, more all this other stuff?
And they look down at you, Robin, because you're like, what do you mean you don't want to get a loan for a $65,000 car? Like you're just supposed to be able to afford it.
Right.
That's how out of touch they are. They think they could just legislate everybody to buy everything and be the perfect customer.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about this. And Pianchi, you're still here, right?
Maybe.
I don't know if Pianchi is here or if he left us.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I was going to ask you, what did you think about that Italian prime minister now, that lady that said she refuses to be the perfect customer and she's not gender X? Family should not be the most hated thing in the world, and she's right. She basically said that she's not a globalist, and now all the social medias are banning her, just like they did with Trump, because she's not a globalist.
Yeah, they might try to assassinate her.
Yeah, when all she did say, I'm not gender X, I'm not pushing that kind of stuff in my country, and that's what people want, but that's not what the 1% of the 1% want.
Right.
See,
well, it's just,
people don't realize. Go ahead, Pianchi.
It just goes to show you how decrepit the minds are now. They not only in the United States, but even in the Western world, is decrepit. It's like a disease. The true pandemic.
That's what happens when you have a ruling class that should not be ruling anymore. So you have old money versus a completely different way of thinking, which is not a hierarchy. And the old money still thinks that they could rule everybody. So that's
right.
Well, what most people don't realize is that we're in World War III already. You might have Russia bomb the U.S. and vice versa and try to put faces on the war, but the war has already begun. It's the 99% versus the 1%.
Right.
What people don't realize is that this is already going on.
Yeah.
Well, look at it. You had Bill Gates and Dr. Fraudy basically assassinate hundreds of thousands of people. And are they going to get investigated? Maybe, probably not. I know Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have been pushing to get them in a courtroom. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but nobody wants those gene therapies anymore. They'll try their best to try and force it, but nobody wants that stuff. Everybody knows that that stuff was tainted at best. Yeah, and they were able to kill hundreds of thousands of people, and they have the media as their soldiers. The media is the globalist frontline infantry.
Right.
So people don't realize we're all already at war, and I'm not a Republican by any stretch. You have spineless Republicans versus communist globalists. So I don't want squishy. I don't want spineless, but I have to punish the communist right now. I am not giving the communist one more vote in this country. And I'm one of those people that I like personally when there's normal people around, where one side, whether it's Congress or Senate, is Democrat and the other side is Republican. I like it like that because that means only the best bills get through both houses. But right now,
right,
when you have people that are avowed, like John Fetterwoman in Pennsylvania, that is what's up right now in commie land. This is what they want. You have 25% of Democrats in the United States that believe that men can get pregnant thanks to Brandon legalizing it. They think that Brandon legalized men getting pregnant. Never mind hundreds of thousands of years of the history of time. And you don't have the male body parts to house a baby. That doesn't matter. The fact is it's now legal to do so. Yeah, I'm not going to stay up at night worrying about if my wife gets me pregnant. And this guy might win the Senate in Pennsylvania. I got to show you this guy. You might not know who, and he calls himself now John Fetterwoman instead of John Fetterman. But he tells you he's more communist than Bernie Sanders.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
I'm sorry, Robin, but if your man came home and said, my name is now John Fetterwoman, I'm sure you're not going to be proud of him. You're going to say, here's your suitcase.
I'm not going to say so much, here's your suitcase, but I will definitely, he won't be getting it for a few months. He definitely will be hearing my loud-ass mouth, like, oh, man. Kind of crap.
And I know, Bianchi, this is one of your favorite lines of the year also.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No.
The Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
I don't know where these people come from, man. I never had no suspicions that they were even being brewed. And all of a sudden,
they pop up. I think he honestly thought that Glenn Frey and Don Henley are better than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I'm not a football fan, so I couldn't think.
I don't know if you go that far back with music, Robin, but I know Bianchi does.
Oh, no, yeah. That's why I was just sending a message to one of my friends. It's just like I'm at least stuck in the 90s, but I definitely, my music goes back to like Motown, like 60s-ish Motown. So,
just a heads up, because we're friends, the Eagles, their biggest song was Hotel California.
Right.
So maybe they're better than the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's
so anyway,
the only
Bianchi,
song
go
I
ahead.
Know.
I just had to clarify musically with Robin because I didn't know where she was at. But you have, for the first time, you have no Democrats doing any debates whatsoever. Getting them out to debate or to meet their fellow people, yeah, that's beneath them. Before, everybody would have debates. Everybody would do meetings. They would say, if I'm working Louisiana, I'm going to be in Baton Rouge on the 7th. I'm going to be in Monroe on the 10th. I'll be in New Orleans doing events on the 11th and 12th. Then I'll hit Lafayette. Then I'll hit Lake Charles. That's what you used to do when it came to debates and to meeting people and to campaign. Now it's just, let me make sure I stay in my house. Let me make sure I lock my bedroom door. That's the way I'm going to win. That's what Brandon did. He didn't campaign that much, and every time he campaigned, you would have less than 10 or 12 people gathering, whereas Trump had 15 to 25,000. And in having nobody and no campaigning, that's what allegedly worked, because Brandon totally got 81 million votes. And you could see how popular he is. Today was the one-year anniversary of Let's Go Brandon. Or it might have been Monday. I don't remember. But we're celebrating 1 year now of Let's Go Brandon.
Damn.
And he's still undecided, Brandon, if he's going to be running again in 2024.
Like, how could you? Okay.
What do you mean, how could you? He's one of the most successful presidents ever. What are you talking about? He totally destroyed America, just like what the globalists want. To the globalists, this is the best case scenario. They would love 4 more years of this. Or are you crazy?
Right. I'm just saying, like, how could you not be sure? But, I mean, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, I promise you, by November 10th, you're going to see gas prices. How much is gas where you're at? Right now, we're paying about $5.45 a gallon again here in Vegas.
Okay, it just went up. It's been hovering below $4 for a few weeks, but it just went back up to like over $4. So it's like 4.10 to like 4.25, depending on the side of town.
All right. So by about November 10th, November 12th, don't be surprised if you're paying $6.50.
And that's the thing. That's the other thing, too. It's like I am conscious enough to realize that, like, certain times a year, like, gas prices rise. And not just,
oh, that
like,
has nothing to
traveling.
Do with it. They're trying their best to hide the price of gas until after the election.
Right, and that's what I was just going to say. It's like election time. It's just like let's get what we want first as the like politicians or whatever. But then once we get what we want, then we can. Oh yeah. By the way, let me kind of dumb this water this explanation down to you as far as like, oh yeah, well this is what happened to cause the rising gas prices or whatever, but. That's the other thing, too, that kind of just works my nerves is the fact that, like, there's this kind of looming secret that the, like, top 3 to 5% of society knows about, but then they don't want to share that with the rest of the – like, and I get that, especially
Well, I think if you live in America, and you've seen how it was under Trump when we were the number one exporter in the world – of gas, and now we're desperate, and there's more gas under the United States than ever before, but Brandon closed all the pipelines down. And so he goes to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil, and Saudi Arabia is laughing at him because they have all these reserves, and they would rather drink poison than to reopen those pipelines.
Right.
And everybody's laughing at them, and they could charge whatever they want. And Brandon goes to beg for lower gas prices, and they're like, "No, we're gonna slow production down because we know you're gonna pay whatever we tell you to pay." Yes, sir.
Right.
And they just laugh because they know if Brandon tomorrow said we're gonna end this oil embargo. And when that Secretary Blinken said that we can become energy independent and get away from regimes, if they said tomorrow we're going to go back to drilling, yeah, it might suck for a few months, but by February, March, we would see production again, and by April, you would have lower gas prices, maybe by March. It would take a few months to get these pipelines going again and to get the oil refined. But after 90 to 100 days, once it gets going, then you're back in business. But they don't want that. It's just a strange dichotomy where they know the American people don't want what they're trying to sell us. And by the way, Bill Gates has come out today or yesterday and said that he's having a very hard time trying to sell Americans to eat the bugs and eat the Impossible Burgers and not get off of steaks and chicken and all the other meats. He said that he's run into a brick wall. Nobody wants the bugs. Nobody wants to own the nothing. They somehow thought that Americans were gullible and will just eat lab-grown meat and eat the bugs.
Gates sound like a damn fool. But I'm going to get off of here and let you guys, you got about a half hour left.
All right.
And I'm going to keep my eyes open and my ears pierced. See you guys later.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Pianchi. So I know you still wait tables. You don't have anybody asking where the bugs are at on the menu, right?
No.
You don't have anybody asking where's the crickets?
No, not yet anyway. Nobody's asked me yet, so.
Nobody's saying where's that Impossible Burger?
I know, because like, so the restaurant that I work at right now, it's a distillery, so the fact that we even serve food, like, it's kind of, you know, like, a shocker. But so far, for the most part, like, the people I have directly encountered, they actually read the menu, and which is not on their phone, but they actually read the menu. And then they're just like, they have questions about the items on the menu, but they're not like, oh, do you have an Impossible Burger, or do you have blah, blah, blah. It's just, oh, okay, well, you don't. So they just find what they find the next available thing that suits their whatever needs, so.
Yeah, I tried the Impossible Burger once, and I tried the Beyond Burger once, not because I enjoyed it, and I knew what I was getting into, but for journalistic purposes, I said I would try both of them once. And
right.
The Beyond I liked slightly better than the Impossible, but I would not buy either one of them ever again in my life. And not just because I know what it is, but they just – those of you that are saying it tastes just like beef, it doesn't. And why do you
no.
– if you're buying a plant burger, I want a plant burger. Like, there's Dr. Prager's that does this vegetable mashup with spinach and artichoke as a burger. I like that burger. If it's a vegetable patty, I can represent that. I can't represent fake.
Right.
So I like portobello mushroom burgers that Dr. Prager was telling you about. I like when White Castle does a vegetable patty. I make sure I always order two of those if I go to White Castle. But I will not buy lab-grown stuff. That's where I draw the line.
Right. So when I was working in North Carolina, the restaurant I was working at, down there, well, one of them, that was one of the things that they were rolling out to, like, test market or whatever, was the, one of the Impossible Burger or whatever. Anyway, but I never purchased it, but we did, like, the manager made two burgers for the staff to try and whatnot. And so at one point I got asked about it, and I was just like, yeah, like, it's good, like, you know, and so they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, here's the thing. I eat meat. Like, I, like, personal whatever is aside, like, I eat meat. And I tried it. Like, I have vegetarian friends. I have vegan friends. So that's something I would suggest to them as an option, just because I know it's important enough to them to not risk their health or whatever. But as a meat eater, no. Like, it's not the same. It tastes different. It's close, kind of, but it's not, like, to me, like, no. Like, it doesn't taste like meat. It doesn't taste like it. It's a good cover for those who are missing out, but nah. I'll stick to my actual meat, thanks.
So I actually know how to make cauliflower wings. I'm pretty good with them.
Nice.
Are you familiar?
No, but I do know that cauliflower-based things, like cauliflower pizza and stuff like that, is coming up. So like,
you can take a head of cauliflower, and you can, if you spice it up right and you air fry it, you can turn it into little miniature chicken wing-like things.
Nice. Okay.
And you can also, if you cut the cauliflower a certain way, you can turn them into cauliflower steaks.
Okay.
So I've marinated them. I've grilled them because my kids are vegan, so I learned how to do a few things. And that kind of stuff I don't mind because it's a vegetable.
Right.
If you can be creative with a vegetable, I'm cool.
Right.
But not... I don't want something that's being concocted in a lab to bleed
right.
a certain way and
right.
to be fake.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line too. Like, I don't mind using what's already available, but if you've got to, like, make it, like I don't mind. Like, drugly speaking, I don't mind marijuana, but I don't agree with the other drugs that you've got to, like, baking soda powder, you got to add shit to, like, sorry, you got to add stuff to, like, yeah, like, nah. If I can grab it out of the ground or whatever, or if it's, like, walking around, and I can make adjustments to what is already available, yeah, cool, I'm okay with that, but, yeah, no.
See, you know what's funny? Robin, in, like, 40, 50 years, people are going to say, well, how come the marijuana is so watered down, but cigarettes are banned? Cigarettes grow in the ground.
Right.
It's all the additives that are put in the stuff. And
right.
if tobacco gets banned, then eventually people still grow organic tobacco. And you'll start over from ground zero with no additives again.
Right.
And I'm not a smoker, just if marijuana, cigars, cigarettes, I'm not a smoker. I'm as straight edge as they come. I'm a total square.
That's what's up, though. It's health-wise, like healthily speaking, yeah, it's a good call. So, hell yeah. But anyway, yeah, but still, like, society, like, it just baffles me that, like, there's so much, like, behind-the-scenes stuff as far as, like, the agenda that I guess the quote-unquote government is trying to push. But, and granted, like, according to that clip that you played, Mike dialed in, yeah, there are a lot of stupid Americans and stupid people in general. Okay, cool. But still, give the masses the credit of, like, why is this got to be done a certain way? Like, wow. It's frustrating for us normal folks that are trying to live our lives, and then it's just like, oh, hey, well, we're going to ban menthol cigarettes because blah, blah, blah. No, bro, you've got something else that you're trying to pass or push or whatever, like. Oh. That's honestly one of the reasons why I'm starting school in January to go get my legal degree. Basically, okay. So, I want to be able to help educate those who have the desire to better themselves. I want to be able to say, hey, like, if one of my friends got into a legal situation and it was just like, oh, well, I did it this way, and it's like, no, bro, like, here's what I learned to help you get through past this. Okay, cool. But I also, if Congress is going to put this like, oh, well, the retirement age should be 65 or 70 or whatever they moved it up to now, why is Congress not exempt from that? Like, why are there, like, 80-year-old Congress people just sitting, chilling, living their best life, still making the same decisions they were making in the 50s, but yet they want to call for change, they want to do this. Like, I grant, yes, the money is more than likely the driving point for them, but how mad is it going to be when we actually, hey, look, you just said that the retirement age is 70, and you're 83, your job is done, goodbye. Or if it's like, oh, hey, like, this is what's going on, and you made this rule for the general public, well, you're a part of the quote-unquote general public, so slam right back in your face. Like, one thing about me is I'm a smart aleck, like, hardcore smart aleck. I learn and I do, like, when somebody's like, oh, you can't do this, oh, I can't, let me show you that I can just because I want to. But it's just like, also, like, that was one of the things that my mom, like, I used to throw in my mom's face. Like, she would be like, oh, Robin, put your clothes in your room. And so I would pick them up and just throw them on the floor in my room. Well, I meant hang them up. No, mother, you said to me to put my clothes into my room. So that's what I did. If you want me to hang my clothes up, you should have been like, hey, go take your clothes up to your room and hang them up. And that's basically, like, that's kind of, like, my driving point as far as, like, trying to, like, make some sense of what's going on in the country. Because it's just, like, you got these people that are like, oh, well, this and this and that. But it's just, like, see what I'm saying now as I do. And it's just, oh, wait, hold on. So let me get my law degree and battle you head. So we're battling wits for wits, but... oh, so you don't like it when you get told to do this and this and that, so what are you going to do to fix it? Why does it matter to you? Because you're in this position or whatever, like, you got money, you're set, you're this. But why are you holding anybody else back from getting what you're saying that they deserve to get or whatever? But anyway, but yeah, like, I totally just... I cannot wait to be able to just start getting people's faces. Hey, look, this is how you're telling me it should be done, so this is how I'm going to do it. But here's a loophole that you forgot about. Oh, you're welcome. So you want to rethink that theory, buddy? Like, oh, man.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm just trying to see what I want to get into right this second.
Cool.
So I did want to talk about this. I don't know how much you follow Kamala Harris or not, but she said that the relief for Hurricane Ian, with all the houses that were destroyed and families torn apart, that people of color should get their stuff first. And
no.
It's not because I'm not a person of color, but I just don't look at when it comes to property damage, I want things to be equal. I'm not going to say
right.
that someone's house, whether they were a millionaire or they were in the projects, I don't think that somebody gets something based on we're not in the 1900s where you line up and show people your skin pigmentation and that helps
right.
get you a stipend. We're not there. And I don't want to ever be there again.
Right.
We need to treat people like people and not, hey, white people had it easy in the 1900s, so now it doesn't matter what you lost, you're going to be last.
Right. And cause that's my thing, where it's like, you know this, but I've been homeless before, and that's one thing in my life that has absolutely changed me, and
mm-hmm.
that's also something that I would never wish on anybody. Like, I understand things happen and blah, 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 but if it's like, oh, your house burns down or XYZ, whatever happens, or like in this case, like the you know, hurricane where it's like a natural, quote-unquote, natural disaster, it shouldn't be, oh, well, hey, look, you get to the bottom of the list because of XYZ, you get to the top of the list because of XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
It should be everybody is struggling, everybody is displaced, everybody should get the same basic like living, like whatever, basic whatevers, to be able to say, okay, hey, look, like, we're going to get you back on your feet. Here's, you know, here's not your house, but until your house gets fixed, here's an adequate living compound or construction or whatever, and then we can go from there. But there's a guy that I follow on TikTok that Hurricane Katrina, what was like, what, 12, 15 years ago? There are people still struggling in New Orleans from Hurricane Katrina. Where's their handout? Where's their house? Where's their blah, blah, blah? And these are black people. And it's just like, really? And I understand, like, I mean, yeah, okay, that was like 15 years ago, but still, like, that should have been handled within the past, like,
yeah, that's
5 years.
That's just bad local government. That has nothing to do with race.
Right.
That's just bad government.
Yeah. Which, again, is something that I want to be able to just go with. Oh, man, I can't wait to be a lawyer and just start steamrolling people. Why is this not getting fixed properly? What's wrong with your blah, blah, blah to make this not happen to these people? Like, why are you waiting until I have to step in and do anything? Like, why am I here, you know? Oh, man. Oh, man, people, like, oh, people crack me up. Just individually, as a whole, yada, yada, just mind-blowing, like.
Yeah, I just refuse to get sucked into that, and you've seen me get hammered in our nonprofit because people claim that I'm racist because of how I run things, but
right.
that has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
It's just that when people play the race card and when people complain because I don't play the race card and, oh, well, you're not taking my side. You must hate black people. It's not about that. It's about a message. It has nothing to do with what somebody's skin color is. And if somebody's going to use that as an excuse, then I'm not going to use it as an excuse.
Right. Or you can use it as a counter excuse of like, oh, well, I should get this because I'm black. Or maybe you should just work hard because you're a person. Like, yeah, that's something that, like, because, like, I don't want to call it the Kanye thinking method, but I tend to think outside the box a lot to where, A, either I get told, like, by the black community that, oh, I need to support my fellow black constituents or whatever. And it's just, or it's, oh, so you don't, you think like this, you think like a white person. So, oh, you should, you must have been, what did I say earlier? Like you must have Stockholm syndrome. You've been forced to think like this. No, my mind's been open. Like I've seen the bigger picture. Like if you respect me, I respect you back. If you don't respect me, whether it's your color, your race, your age, whatever, if you don't respect me in any little way, I'm not going to respect you. When I was about 26 years old, this black lady ended up hitting me and totaling my car. And she pushed me into somebody else. Me and that other person exchanged information, but the other person didn't have hardly any damage, but just because she was involved, me and her exchanged information, and I was just like, okay, cool, I'll keep you in the loop. But then the person who hit me, she got out of the car, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. And then she proceeded to say that she borrowed a car from a friend. She was trying to get to... She didn't say what she was going to do, but it was an emergency. She had borrowed this car from a friend. She didn't know if the friend's car had insurance. The brakes were bad. And it's just like, hold on, lady. So you got into a car that you know that the brakes were bad. You knew you did or didn't know that it had insurance, but either way, your priorities got jumped up to number one because you figured that what you had to do is so important that you're going to risk whatever up to your life to get this done. And it's just like, oh, you know, and she was like very apologetic. I'm so sorry, Lula, you're right. But her friend, and this is like a black lady, like middle-aged black lady. I was about 26. She was about 52 to 55. She was very apologetic, which understandably, like you just told my car, okay, cool, let me just unleash my anger in the moment. But then her friend got out of the car and was just like, you're being disrespectful. You need to respect your elders, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. She didn't respect me when she got into the car and this happened. Because this could have been my life. I could be fighting my life right now. Luckily, I only got the back end of my car pushed into my trunk or pushed in my back seat, but it could have been way worse. So you're telling me that I'm supposed to still respect her as my elder and as a black person when she made this choice that's affecting me? Like, why? And it's just like, when I explain it to people, oh, well, you just, you know, this, well, maybe this, no, I'm sorry. When you get into, whether you're black, white, whatever, when you get into something and it ends up affecting my day beyond just me getting mad, like, why should I, like, validate your, like, why should I respect you at any point after that? I mean, it's just, that's like, oh, but I'm a bad person and I've got Stockholm syndrome and I'm getting my ideas told to me by this and that. No. Calm down. If you don't understand that, then go have fun trying to figure that out. Like, but yeah, it just amazes me how many people that are just like especially like the black community where it's like, oh, well, you guys support them because they're black. No, because if I go in to support them, and then they're treating me like crap, they're X, Y, Z, and it's not, like, I'm not going to support bad behavior. I'm not going to support being, like, talked down to or degraded in any sort of way, whether you're trying to make money for your business or your family or whatever, what. And it's just, like, I shouldn't have to, like, go to white people. I shouldn't have to go to, like,
a specific race or whatever because they treat you better. If you're going on the business, then you should all the way around have the same, like, oh, hey, look, you're a person, not just, you're a black person, oh, you're a white person. Like, okay. But, I don't know. It's frustrating, for sure.
No, I get it. But it just seems like we're really pushing ourselves to be put back in these boxes for some reason.
Right, right.
And
I'm
not going into a box.
Right, right. And it's just like, it seems like, oh, we gave you your freedom of speech. You had the opportunity of freedom of speech and you kind of took it too far. So we're going to dial it back just a little bit. No, you're not going to tell me that I have the right to do something, but then limit that to an extent, you know? This ain't China. You can't tell me that I can't talk about something or be upfront about something. Like, if I wanted to be like that, I'd move to China, bro.
Yeah, but what if, well, China is basically helping bring in the one world government, so that's what they want.
True. True.
I'm just not a very good globalist.
So I heard this, like, this, and this is kind of one of the reasons why I want to do this, like, I'm trying to start a non-for-profit myself, but there was this quote that I heard, like, back in high school, is something to the effect of, if you help your neighbor, in turn your neighbor's going to help their neighbors, and in turn we can eventually help the whole world. And basically, like, and since I've been a kid, I've wanted to help people, but I remember seeing stuff on TV of, like, oh, we can help these kids in Africa because blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, but there are kids here in America that need help too that are struggling to X, Y, Z. So why not help those kids first so that they can maybe have the motivation to help somebody else, which whether it's in Africa or wherever, we got to worry about our own first and then expand out. I could probably eventually be a globalist, but there's too much stuff on the home front that we got to take care of first before we can venture out to help other people. And that's where I'm just, like, I guess I'm confused, where it's just, like, why are we helping all these other mother truckers when we obviously need so much help ourselves? Like, I'm so confused on that. I'm sure a lot of people are, too, but...
Yeah, so anything else of interest going on? I guess we got to focus on shutting this thing down over the next few minutes.
Yeah. No, not really.
I haven't seen you post in the group in a while.
Yeah, I know. I've kind of been... Well, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. So, I've over the summer, I had issues with my phone. Like, I had my original phone stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Walmart. And anyway, so my phone got stolen at Walmart. This was right after I lost my first serving job that I had this year. And so I had the last little bit of money. I had like $60 left. I bought the bare minimums that I needed to, but then I ended up using like the rest of my money to buy this, like, backup phone, which was, like, it was, like, a $40 phone at, like, Walmart. Okay. So I had that phone for, like, 2 days, and then I ended up dropping it in a pond, so obviously I didn't have any more money to, like, get another phone. So I'm trying to, like, find a new job, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, ended up getting a job, which that was a struggle, which is the one I got now anyway. But in the process of that happening, I bought another phone, the one that I've been trying to get for, like, ages, and... But I bought it off of eBay, and so when I bought it, it was like, oh, the phone is unlocked. But when I received it, it was locked. And so I've been trying to send it back for, like, 6 weeks. But
So about 2 weeks ago, just procrastinating, like huge procrastinating, I still have the phone. That's what I'm talking to you on right now. And something happened, like my phone died. And then because it died, it updated. And when it updated, all my information from, like, because I've got Boost Mobile, so all my information was just like, oh, hey, what, you know, here's your Boost account. Boom, boom. I went to the settings, and the settings said the phone is unlocked, and it's ready to be registered. So basically now I've got a phone back. I've got the phone that I want. I've got my laptop, I've got all this other stuff. So I'm definitely, like, back in, I feel like I'm back to normality right now. But yeah, so I've got a working, functioning phone. I'm excited about that. It took long enough. But yeah, so that's, I mean, really the, that, I got a bank account, man, like, I'm one of those overthinkers that, like, that overthinker, overtalker anyway. But, yeah, like, I mean, I've kind of been down and, like, up and down with depression, down and all that fun stuff. But I've just been doing a lot of productive stuff. And the upswings of depression, I've been, I got a bank account, I got my phone back, I got my driver's license. Like, I'm doing a lot of really, like, good productive stuff, so... Now I just gotta find a job and find a vehicle to help me support my that job. So, but other than that, like, yeah, things are going, things are handling. Like, I'm more available now, so I can definitely at least call in on Mondays, maybe Tuesdays too, depending on how it's going.
Okay. I'm always glad to see you here again.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, I can, now that I have a functioning phone, and now that I can, like, go out and do things in public without having to rely on, like, Wi-Fi and stuff like that, yeah, I'll definitely be, I'll be posted in the group more and being more active and vocal on that front, so.
Well, we're finally at the point where we're starting to bring some money in, so I'm happy about that. It took us about 7 years.
That's cool. That's really cool.
But we're finally making a little bit of money, not a lot, but we're doing something at least.
Right. Heck yeah.
So
hopefully
we can get more people to utilize the business page and to
right.
comment, post, and share, because that's where we make our money. But we have to reach our members. They're arguing with me over that. You got some people that are like, I'm just saying that, and SpyBook doesn't really pay. I'm like, I'm not going to show the group our banking records, but.
Right.
If I say we're getting paid, we're getting paid. I'm not going to lie to anybody. Especially if
right.
you're not a nonprofit member, it's not of importance to you.
Right.
But some people just want to argue for the sake of arguing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there like that, so... or they feel, oh, well, I've been a... silent member of this group for 3 years. I have the right to know what you're doing with blah, 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 bro. Okay.
I've been a silent member. Oh, and people get mad
right?
when I tag them. That's the funny part. It's like, I've been a member since April 16th, 2016, and I haven't done a thing, and why are you bothering me?
Right?
Well, maybe that's why. But, yeah, we're at that point where, yeah, we got to get rid of the people that are just taking up space, unfortunately. And I'm not saying you have to do something in order to be in the group, but if you've been in there 5, 6, 7 years and haven't posted and haven't done a thing, what good
right.
are you?
Right.
Yeah, if you're not helping us
right.
grow, just saying you're there, it's not helpful anymore.
Right. I really have been enjoying. And it's so funny. Like, it baffles me how many people, I guess, like, just you doing you for your organization that you created, how many people get mad at you for, like, oh, I'm going to jump in this group and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so first of all, why are you here? If you didn't realize that he's the, like, one that's, like, heading this up, blah, 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 why are you here? But second of all, it's just like, what have you done to help out? What have you done to be productive? What have you done to contribute? So explain why you're so, like, being vocal, the negative vocal, like, type stuff. So I don't know. It's just, it cracks me up.
Yeah, well.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry. It's like I lost my train of thought for a second. But it just, I've definitely enjoyed, like, learning from hearing you talk about just this in general, like your passion, your startup, your whatever. But it also cracks me up how many people, whether they're new or old, how they just jump in and say, oh, well, I've been watching you for 2 years and I haven't decided to jump in and help out and say anything so well. But this one thing that you said or did really just grinded my gears, and I'm going to tell you all about that. Like, anyway,
unfortunately, I have to cut it here, so thank you, Robin.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone else, I'm back to you. Please support the other show. I'm an outlooker.